Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
Is carnivore a cult? Is carnivore a cult? I want to talk about that in today's video because I keep getting this comment. I've gotten this comment over and over and over again. That carnivore is a cult. You guys are in a cult. My name is Carrie. I'm doing a documentary called Healing Humanity. Jen hates it when I say it that way. The power of a proper human diet. Is carnivore diet a cult? Well, first of all, I think what's happening here is a little thing called projection. I think there's people eating the standard American diet, and they're seeing us carnivores thriving, and they feel kind of weird about it, so they have to insult it and call it a cult. Let's talk about a cult. What is a cult? Usually, a cult is a group of people led by some crazy individual, some cult leader that convinces everybody to go along with his evil plan. There's usually something evil or some wrongdoing going on, and people usually join the cult to their detriment. They have some sort of financial expense, they got to give up their life savings, or they have some sort of other cost to join. They give up their livelihood, or they give up too much of their time or their life to this cause, to this cult. How is a carnivore anything like that? Carnivore diet, people are just eating what humans were intended to eat. These are a bunch of people that were very sick for a very long time, and they said, I'm going to just stop eating all of this crazy poison and seed oils and sugars and the standard American diet. A lot of people just doing an elimination diet, eliminating those things. They're absolutely thriving. I hear it over and over again. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people doing carnivore right now. I've heard so many stories where they're overcoming type 2 diabetes, like myself, overcoming lifelong depression, anxiety, fixing sleep issues, infertility issues, autoimmune disorders. Just interviewed a lady for a documentary. She is diagnosed with Parkinson's, full-blown stroke, rheumatoid arthritis, and a blood infection, and she was nearly bedridden for the rest of her life. She's ready to do a 500-mile hike because of the carnivore diet. Is the carnivore diet a fad? I think the answer is no, but I want to take it one step further. I think, and I believe, the standard American diet is a cult. I don't think carnivore is a cult. I think the standard American diet is a cult. And let me explain. What did we just talk about? What a cult is? People are usually doing this to their own detriment. There's a negative effect to it. There's a cost. Look around in the world. 7 out of 10 adults in the U.S. are overweight. It wasn't like that like 30, 40 years ago. 9 out of 10 adults have poor metabolic health. People have insulin issues. Everyone's type 2 diabetic right now. Cancer rates amongst those 40 to 50 years old are going through the roofs. Humanity is suffering now more than they ever had. There's literally over 1 billion with a B people with mental health disorders, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, type 2 bipolar disorder. Humanity has never been sicker, and everybody is doing this under what? The standard American diet. And now if you tell people, well, maybe you should just eliminate some of that stuff, most people are like, oh, I could never do that. I can't give up my orange juice. I can't give up my glyphosate-ridden, pesticide-filled cereal I have every single morning. How is that not a cult? They're eating this food to their own detriment. Humans should be living well into our 100s, yet most of humanity is dying in their 70s, and they're happy about it. Ooh, gee, I worked my entire life, 2 jobs, jobs I hated to reach retirement age, only to shortly die a couple years afterwards and when I'm 72 years old. And for the first time in history, the average life expectancy is going in the opposite direction. We're dying younger and younger. And people are happy about it. Oh, I made it till I'm 70, and they're excited about it. They should be living into their hundreds. How is that not a cult? Dying in our 70s with all these sicknesses, ailments, issues, mental health disorders, depression, and brain fog. Walking around as a shadow of a human being that they could be. And they're justifying it, saying, well, I just really like that food. I gotta have my pizza. Is that too much, Jen? I can't give up my orange juice. Is that how they sound? A little bit. Kind of funny to me. That sounds like more of a cult to me, the standard American diet, because there's a negative detriment and people are suffering so bad, but they act like they're just fine and they think that everything's just normal and they have this social norm that it's just the way it's.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
We've always been sick and arthritic and walking around with brain fog, and all of us have always just been depressed and constantly in a state of anxiousness. That's just the way it's always been. They're justifying their misery. How is that not a cult? I believe the standard American diet is the biggest cult of all time. I believe it's the biggest fad diet of all time as well. I've used this analogy before. Imagine an entire football field 100 yards long, right? On the end of that, there's one little tiny blade of grass, and that represents the standard American diet that you and most of humanity is eating right now on a regular basis. And everybody is sick, everyone is fat, type 2 diabetes is through the roof, depression is through the roof, and that's all happening during that one blade of grass at the end of the football field. Well, that entire 100 yards of the football field, people have been eating like me, a proper human diet, hunting and gathering. We would eat a bunch of meat, we would feast, and then we would fast until we could kill another animal, and maybe a week or two of the year, we'd get some fresh berries and we'd eat those. The problem with the standard American diet is everyone thinks this is just the way it's always been, but the truth is, no, this is just the way it's always been for your life. And your life, your individual experience, is but a tiny fraction, a minute little tiny fraction of all of humanity. And during that tiny fraction of time, everyone's getting sicker and sicker, but most people have accepted it. And because it's happening kind of slowly over our lives, it becomes this new social norm. Our brains are so overwhelmed with all of the poison and toxins we're putting in it, and it's in such a state of brain fog and fatigue because our bodies just don't have the energy to process all of this garbage, that our brains look for these routines, and one of these routines are these social norms that we get into, and we tell ourselves these lies that it's just the way it's always been. Everyone has always been fat. It's always been 7 out of 10 Americans are overweight. People are dropping like flies left and right. So that's my video on, is carnivore a cult? No, I don't think it's a cult. I don't think there's some cult leader forcing people to do something against their will. I don't care if anyone does carnivore. I'm just trying to do this for people that are hopeless like myself. There's so many people with mental health issues right now that are going down a wrong path of pills and medications and a pharmaceutical cesspool, as Dr. Ken Berry told me. and they're spending a ton of money and wasting years of their life getting worse and worse, more hopeless and more hopeless. And they don't have to be, because the answer for most of those people is just fixing their nutrition and putting the proper fuel in their tank. I'm advocating for people to have the option to do that. I'm not forcing people to and saying, give me all your money to some detriment to yourself. That would be a cult. And I don't see some cultish leader leading this carnivore thing. You got some big influencers like Dr. Barry and Dr. Baker, but they're not even selling you anything. You could go watch 100 Dr. Barry videos for free that could change your life forever. They're not forcing you to sign up and participate in some group or donate blood or give your life or turn over your life savings. This information is freely available. Hope you guys enjoyed that video. And if you want to learn more about what we're doing, the documentary is called Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. We're following around individuals over the course of a year that have decided to return to what is natural, that have decided that the standard American diet is a joke, it's toxic, it's poison, and the fact that everyone thinks it's normal is crazy. And these individuals are doing a proper human diet for 1 year to overcome obesity, to overcome type 2 diabetes, to overcome crippling depression, and we're seeing amazing and incredible results. We're going to share those results with you in this documentary, the good, the bad, the honest. We're just going to tell you the truth. If you want to learn more, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. If you want to buy one of these shirts, you can buy it at healinghumanity.movie, our website. Every penny from all of those sales goes 100% to our documentary, with our goal of reaching more people who are hopeless in the world. We're going to get this documentary out to millions and millions of people. I'm not going to stop until we do. Thank you so much for watching. Beep.